All right, talk about losing weight. Shares of Peloton off more than 20% after hours. Emily McCormick, there's got to be something in that earnings report people don't like.
That's right, Adam. Wall Street is really getting spooked here by Peloton's outlook for both the current quarter and the full year, because that is pointing to more decelerating growth after what had been a surge in top line and user growth throughout the course of 2020. So clearly that not continuing into this fiscal year. But taking a look here at the fiscal first quarter results that Peloton just reported, we did see these come in mixed here. Revenue was $805.2 million. That was below the $808.9 million that had been expected, though adjusted EBITDA losses were slightly narrower than expected at just under $234 million versus the loss of $280 million anticipated. But again, it really is that forecast that Wall Street is looking at right now. Peloton saying that it sees current quarter revenue coming in between $1.1 billion and $1.2 billion, whereas the estimate was for $1.5 billion. Now, the company also forecasting a wider loss for the current quarter, with adjusted EBITDA losses anticipated to come in at as much as $350 million versus the losses of $111 million anticipated. Then for the full year, Peloton also slashed its guidance. The company now expects sales to come in between $4.4 billion to $4.8 billion for the fiscal year ending next June, whereas less than 3 months ago, Peloton had been anticipating revenue to come in at $5.4 billion. Now, again, we are seeing shares of Peloton sliding in the after-hours session. That stock is already down more than 40% for the year to date through today's close, guys.